And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show here on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. Each of my guests will talk about his or her perspective on one or the other of these subjects. My next guest is a nonpartisan contender for the Ventura County Board of Supervisors in the 1st District. We'll discuss his platform and his campaign. Neil Andrews built a successful consulting service, Horizon Management Services, in Ventura 15 years ago. Neil is principally noted for his work in helping clients to manage or respond effectively to major organizational or market changes, especially in the healthcare field. Neil has a varied career, moving back and forth several times between the private and the public sector. He received his undergraduate degree from Duke University and his graduate degree from the University of Pennsylvania. He also completed postgraduate studies in healthcare administration at the University of Michigan School of Public Health and public policy administration and public law from Michigan State University School of Public Administration. He's the author of a book entitled Foreign Policy and the New American Military. And in 2001, Neil was elected to the Ventura City Council. Joining me in the studio, hi, Neil. How are you doing today?
I'm just fine. Glad to be here.
Well, what a resume that you've got here. Thank you so much for being my guest. If we take a look at the national politics and we look at the presidential race, it's become pretty clear that most American people are not terribly concerned about the social issues, really what's on their minds, jobs and the economy. So that's where I'd like to start with you, if we can, please. What would you do if elected to the Board of Supervisors to help stimulate the Ventura County economy and bring more jobs?
Well, the first thing I think is to take a look at the capital projects that are on the books and waiting to be actually executed. Many governments at all levels have money stashed away for this or that project in the future. They're accumulating that money over time and waiting for enough to accumulate to actually build the project. What I would do is take a look at the projects, take a look at those that are high priority that we really need to get built as fast as possible, then try to consolidate funds together to take at least one or two of those projects and move them now. That would cause immediate stimulus in the economy, create jobs, and so forth. That's the first thing. Secondly, I think that there are barriers to economic development at the county level, mostly in as a result of restrictions and process failures, inefficiencies in the planning and permitting process. I'd correct those. I corrected those at the city. I'd correct those at the county as well.
Do you have any specifics in mind there?
Well, sure. It's I call it planning by rock. And basically, you bring them a rock and say, I want to build this rock. And they look at it and say, well, that's a nice rock, but we really wanted a black rock. And that's a gray rock. So you go back and you design a gray rock. You bring that and you say, well, that's a nice gray rock now, but we wanted a smaller rock. This is a big rock, and so forth and so on. And they keep starting you over and over, and it's costs a lot of money. What we did at the city as a result of a deal I struck with our council members is we imposed upon the staff a requirement that they actually complete the review process and permitting process within the maximum timeline that's allowed by the state. They couldn't start the clock over. So what happened is our projects moved from about taking sometimes 5 to 7 years to be approved to an average of 18 months. And that means you get projects moving a lot faster. So that's another thing.
All right. Well, that's commendable. What other sorts of job stimulus ideas would you bring to the Board of Supervisors?
Well, I have another one that's actually right now in Washington, and I would ask the board to put their shoulders behind this. You may or may not know I'm chair of the National Policy Committee on Community and Economic Development. I created a proposal for an insurance program, much like FDIC insures the banks, that would insure municipalities or counties if they invest in economic development projects. Insure against the losses if there were a loss on those projects. As a result, that's now before the National Council of Economic Advisors, and I would certainly like to see us put all our political weight behind it here at the county.
So the government, in this case the federal government, would act as a backstop against any failed projects here at the county level?
Right, exactly. And of course, the various municipalities would pay an insurance premium into that, so it wouldn't take current federal money. It's like an insurance program.
All right. My guest is Neil Andrews. He is a candidate for the Ventura County Board of Supervisors in the 1st District. So, Neil, those are some of the things on the economy. You're out. You're campaigning right now. You're actively in the political season. You're talking to a lot of residents of Ventura County. What are you hearing from them are the most important issues facing us today?
Well, obviously, there's a great deal of concern over the pension issues, public employee pensions and benefits. And, of course, I've been a crusader on public employee pensions for many years now. I sit on the State Revenue and Taxation Committee and the State Public Employees Relationship Committee. And in both of those, we put forward proposals, specific proposals for pension reform. And those are now before the governor and the legislature. I hope they'll be adopted. The governor has, in fact, adopted many of them in his own proposal for pension reform. The difference is that we would like to see it apply today for all employees, and the governor is only proposing to apply it for future employees, and he's exempting public safety. Public safety is one of the largest areas of pensions.
Public safety being both the fire and the police departments.
Both fire and police departments, yeah, exactly. So that's the biggest issue that one hears most commonly, I think, in the public as you campaign. But there are other issues. There are important issues in agriculture. And we hear that a lot from those that are in the, especially in the agricultural business, that part of the economy. There are problems there with restrictive regulations. There are problems. I mean, it's very difficult for a farmer to grade a driveway without a permit, and the permits take long to get, as I just said, and it's very difficult. You can't build a shed without a permit. Permits are hard to get, and it's just a barrier to a progressive economy.
So regulation would be another thing that would be important in the minds of Ventura County. I want to come back, if I can, Neil. Let's talk about pensions, because that is an area of concern for you. Clearly, you've put something in front of the governor, and he's going to take a look at that, probably pass parts of that. But if Wisconsin is any indication of what's going on in pension reform and some would argue union busting, is that something that we need here at the county level to reform the pensions that we have? In fact, one of your opponents in this is a pensioner of the county of Ventura as well. So is pension reform not only necessary here, but is it going to require more dramatic cuts along the lines of Wisconsin than we're currently seeing coming out of Sacramento?
Well, we've already just heard that the actuarial report suggested reducing the expected earnings on the investment portfolio that backstops the pensions. If that goes as far as it needs to go, then it'll require greater contributions from the county general fund. The greater contributions from the county general fund mean that there's less money for everything else, and that becomes an unsustainable problem, and that's why we have to fix it. So I'm not a union-busting kind of guy. I belong to four different unions in my lifetime, and I believe in unions. I think that the public employee unions, however, have a little bit disproportionate sway over elected officials. It's not like in a private sector where management is clearly differentiated. And there's management negotiating on the behalf of shareholders with employees. In this case, the employees have a great deal of political clout, and therefore it's very difficult for management to stand firm and negotiate on behalf of the resident or the taxpayer. That's the problem here. So we will have to negotiate with the unions, but in a much different way than we have in the past. And we'll have to try to do some things to insulate the elected officials from undue and untoward pressure, political pressure.
Well, our current Board of Supervisors is taking a look at the rate of return for the investments in these pension funds.
Right.
And in an environment where we have interest rates running at 0 to a very high 2%, if you're lucky, we've got investment-grade investments at the pension funds that hope to return 4%, 5%, and 6%. In this environment, short of junk bonds, short of taking incredible risks with that pension money, where are you going to get those kinds of returns?
Well, that's exactly the problem. I was just saying that actually there's a projection that they expect a return over time of 8%. 8% is not going to happen, and everybody seems to acknowledge that now. So what we've got to do is we've got to change the basic structure of the pension system so that the smaller returns can sustain the long-term requirements of the system.
All right, fair enough. Another issue that's going to come up if elected to the Board of Supervisors is SOAR, which is Save Our Open Spaces and Agricultural Resources. It's coming to the end of its term. It's going to be revisited and perhaps renewed by the person who's elected to the District 1 seat for the Board of Supervisors. So, first of all, how does SOAR figure into your campaign? And secondly, if elected, what should we do about SOAR?
Well, people are on Mr. Bennett's side, frankly, are making SOAR a bigger issue than it is. The fact is that I expect SOAR will be renewed by the voters. I would support renewing SOAR, but I would also suggest that we take a good hard look at some of the ways in which it has inappropriately inhibited our economic growth and our economic prosperity in this county.
Give us an example.
Well, part of the issue is, for example, as I was saying earlier, if you have an agricultural operation and you need to modernize that, it's very difficult to do under SOAR. If you have an organization that is using an agricultural facility and has used it in the past, but they shut down for some reason, and that you want to start them back up, it's very difficult to do that, to get approval to do that, and that's part of the problem. We need to change parts of the way SOAR works so that it does not unduly interfere with economic prosperity.
All right, and here's where two of your planks of your platform collide. You want more jobs, you want more prosperity here in the area. SOAR has been noted by local economists as both helping the Ventura County economy when things got bad, because we didn't have a lot of construction jobs, so when a lot of construction workers got laid off, we were insulated from that. But conversely, when things gear up again, we're insulated from the tremendous growth because SOAR puts a cap on that. How do you balance SOAR's inhibition of the growth versus the keeping the open space and bringing more jobs here?
Well, I tell you, the problem is more significant for Ventura than it is for most of the other cities. Ventura was the first to pass a SOAR initiative, and we learned later by our mistakes to do it better in the other cities. The other cities have what are called curb lines. The curb lines actually allow additional development around the edges of the city for exactly that kind of growth and so forth. It gives them more working room. We don't have that in Ventura, and that's one of the problems that we'd have to correct. But because there is that curb line protection, it doesn't have the dampening effect that you suggest on those other cities in terms of their economic development and growth.
All right. My guest is Neil Andrews. He's the nonpartisan candidate for the Ventura County Board of Supervisors in the 1st District. Neil, we've tackled pension reform. We've talked a little bit about SOAR bringing jobs into the area. Give us an idea of what can be done about mass transit in the area, because that's becoming more and more of a problem as we get commuters going in and out for work.
Well, transit is a big problem. The first and most important thing to do is to get jobs here locally, so you don't have to travel long distances to go to work. That's both economically sound and that is ecologically sound. In addition, we really do need to rationalize our transit system. The problem there is money. It's as simple as that. The federal government is cutting back. The state government has no money. We've always relied upon those sources to fund much of our transit operations. And now on top of that, we have a constrained budget, and these pension funds we just talked about are eating up any excess that we might have.
So the solution is
that we change the pension system, redirect resources, that we also cut some of the administrative overhead and high administrative burden or overhead burden on all of our systems, and therefore redirect resources to the transit system as best we can.
My guest is Neil Andrews. He's a candidate for the Ventura County Board of Supervisors. Neil, tell us a little bit about yourself. Why would somebody want to vote for you in this upcoming election?
Well, I think I have the strongest credentials, frankly, of all the candidates, including the incumbent. I've worked at all levels of government, city, regional, state, and even federal. I've worked at the private sector in very large corporations. I've held very, very significant responsibilities. I managed the relationships for 500 hospitals and 30,000 physicians in the healthcare industry. So I've got a lot of significant experience. That experience is very, very important in two ways. One, the healthcare experience and my healthcare background will help immensely understand and anticipate the issues that will face our county healthcare system. And those are going to be very significant as the state continues to shift burdens to the county level, and the county is the provider of health services of last resort. And then secondly, the other way it's going to be helpful is when I was working in the private sector, I was able to save $200 million a year for the company I was working for in overhead costs by cutting those costs. Those skills I'll bring to the county and help reduce those costs here.
All right. My guest has been Neil Andrews, candidate for the Ventura County Board of Supervisors in the 1st District. Neil, if people are intrigued or they want to learn more about you and your platform, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
ElectNeilAndrews.com.
ElectNeilAndrews.com. That is great, Neil. Thank you so much for coming.
And spell it N-E-A-L Andrews, A-N-D-R-E-W-S.
Neil Andrews, that's N-E-A-L Andrews.com. Neil, thank you so much for coming in and being our guest today. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks for having me.